You guys ready? It's time to talk some pro wrestling, man. I know I am. Let's get to it.
Yo, what up? This your boy Kendall Stones, AKA Kofi Weasen.
This your boy DOE, Good Brother Bold.
And we are the Dirty Hills. You already know, man, you tuning in to 1130 Podcast. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Dude, that's my job. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Yeah. And you have been
Dirty Hills approved.
Perfect. Yo, what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Y'all already know what it is, man. Welcome back, everyone, to the 1130 Podcast. Talk Pro Wrestling. What's good, everybody doing out there? It's Friday. We made it back in, man, for real. Good morning, good night, good afternoon to all my listeners all across the world, wherever you may be at, UK, Germany, Mexico, all over the States, man, DC. We're in the building, man, for real. This is going to be a good one. If you're watching on YouTube and if you're new to the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below, like, leave a comment. Do all that great stuff. And don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. But you guys, man, this is going to be a dope one. Riding solo, dolo this week. But that's all cool, man. That's all cool. This the second week where I'm giving my thoughts and opinions of what's going down or what have transpired in the world of wrestling, man. And boy, oh boy, it been a lot, man. It definitely been a lot. But yeah, man, that ain't gonna stop nothing. Me riding solo dolo. But in the coming weeks, you guys, I'm not gonna spoil it because I know I've been a podcast for some time. You get too excited about a guest, man, and you just release it and everything, and it don't go so well when it's time to have them on. But I got some amazing guests that's gonna be joining me in the next coming weeks, you guys. So stay tuned. But this week here on Talk Pro Wrestling, your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Yes, that's me. Man, I'm here, man, to get my thoughts and opinions of what went down this week in the world of wrestling. And we're gonna start off, man, with the elephant in the room. Yes, Sasha Banks and Naomi, WWE Women's Tag Team Champions right now. Yo, man. A lot of people are just like, yo, I don't know who to side with. And it's no side to really be side with. It's right and then it's wrong. And my guy Blackheart, shout out my guy Blackheart from Off the Top Ropes Podcast. We did commission and he said it was 50-50. And a little part of me said, man, this is a work, man. Because the statement that WWE initially put out that following Monday on that Tuesday morning saying, oh, yo, man, oh, I think it was Tuesday morning or not Monday night. And they were just saying, yo, man, Sasha Banks and Naomi are characters. And Monday Night Raw is a scripted live television show and, you know, XYZ. And I'm like, huh? This sound real fishy and a real bad on WWE for putting out the letter. Now, let's get over to Sasha and Naomi. Now, we're going to get back to WWE, but Sasha and Naomi. Okay, first up, Sasha. This is not Sasha's first time doing this. We all seen when she did it a couple of years ago when she won the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships, the first round, which won the first championships with her girl Bayley, and they did the damn thing. But she lost it. They lost it to the Iconics at WrestleMania. Bayley stayed around. Sasha took some time off. She was just not happy of what was going on and the fact that, you know, they weren't getting respect as being the women's tag team champions. And, you know, she came back or whatever. But it just seems though when Sasha just feel like, yo, man, things is just not going my way. You know, I got the right to step back. And we've seen it with guys like Stone Cold Steve Austin. We've seen the guys like CM Punk who just literally walk out of the company because they, you know, they meaning creative of WWE came up with some crap, you know, and gave it to them that evening or that morning and say, hey, look, this is what you're going to be doing. Or, hey, look here, we don't have no plans for you for the next 3 months, you feel me, or the next 2 months or so. And, you know, I feel like you have a right to stand up. You know, you have a right to stand up and voice how you feel and so you can be at a better place on the card. Now, I seen a post this past week, or it was actually yesterday, Brian James, a.k.a. Road Dogg, was on Busted Open. And he was just like, man, yo, you're getting paid millions of dollars to be on top of the world. Be on top of WWE. Millions of dollars. And creative didn't, you know, creative came up something that you didn't like. You feel me? It don't sound like a problem far as the creative side. I believe that's what he said. It sounded like a problem within you. You feel me? And someone just said, man, it sounded like set up and dribble, basically. So you basically just want me to just get paid millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. I'm just unhappy. I don't like where I'm at. This ain't going well. And I just supposed to just perform. And I mean, didn't we just see that sort of with Ali in a way when he was just frustrated and just wasn't in the right space and the right, you know, place that he wanted to be in WWE? But, you know, yeah, man, like Sasha, man, like, yes, also professionalism plays a big factor in it too, you know, because I'm pretty sure it was little girls who bought a ticket to Raw that night, that Raw that evening, and wanted to see Sasha Banks. Over the last couple of weeks or so, man, you just been seeing a whole bunch of dope photos and pictures of Sasha Banks and Naomi, you know, posing with their belts, and, you know, fans who are really, you know, buying into this Boss and Glow connection or whatever you want to call it. But nonetheless, man, yeah, you know, I've been really disappointed if I was a fan, and which I am, but, you know, if I was going to the show that night, I would have been really disappointed if I wasn't, you know, seeing them. Nonetheless, man, word was that they weren't supposed to defend their title, or they weren't not going to defend their titles until Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank is, I believe, sometime in July 2nd or so. Yes. And they weren't supposed to defend their titles until then. And it's like, hold up, wait a minute, bro. Like, we didn't ask to be in a tag team. We didn't ask to be women's tag team champions. Thank you. And I think, what, Sasha's three-time? And this is something dope for Naomi. But I was saying this on Commission Talk once again. I feel like this was, now, to come to find out, you know, this wasn't their idea to become a tag team. But me personally, I like it. I like it. Yeah, I know I said it. You know, let's not be, you know, with the stereotypes that just put black women together or just put black people together. But look at it, bro. Like, Naomi has been coming so far of, she's been coming so short of the stick for a long time of just really getting into the vibe, into the mold in WWE. She became women's champion at one point. I believe it was at Elimination Chamber. She had got hurt. Then she came back at WrestleMania. I think it was 32 in Orlando in her hometown. She won the title back. Ever since then, she just haven't seemed like she got back on that track. And of course, we've seen the women come in and surpass her. Charlotte, Sasha, Becky, Naomi, Sasha, Bianca, Alexa Bliss, the list goes on and on, man. The list goes on. And I feel like, you know, Sasha just seeing Naomi sitting catering and, yeah, you know, yeah, they're making a whole hell of a lot of money sitting in catering or whatnot. But the simple fact is, you know, I feel like, man, Naomi was like, yo, man. I mean, Sasha was like, yo, I see you ain't getting enough TV time. Join me. You know, we could do our thing. You know, I'm Sasha Banks. I'm already going to get the spotlight. I'm Snoop Dogg's cousin. I'm famous, XYZ. You know, like, let's rock out. And I feel like this could have been a really, really, really good story between the two if they were really invested in them. You know, and to come to find out, also, it was laid out that Bianca was going to take on Naomi at Hell in a Cell or whatever. And Ronda was going to take on Sasha Banks, you know, and they were going to be placed in a situation just to make the champions of both shows look good. You know, Sasha Banks is multiple time world champion, and we all know that she really haven't had too many successful title defenses besides, I believe, the last one. But I mean, I think Sasha deserves so much better, and Naomi too. And a lot of people saying, man, this ain't Cameron from the Funkadactyls even came out and even said it, like, this wasn't Naomi. Naomi didn't think of this. She didn't was like, yo, you know what, let's walk out. No, No, I'm pretty sure when they got to Virginia and they pulled up to the arena and they and what was said to them. And first of all, I don't remember Raw was promoting a six-pack women's championship match or anyway or whatever. I think that Friday they had just beaten Natalya. Last week on Friday they had just beaten Natalya and Shayna Baszler, which should not be a tag team because then you got Natalya or NXT, you know, messing with the rookies or whatnot, and Shayna should just be a dominant badass, which I don't know how they just messed that up. But nonetheless, man, they pulled up the Raw, man, and to come to find out, they were going to be in a six-pack challenge, and Naomi, I believe, was supposed to have been taking the pinfall, and Sasha winning, and they just like, yo, man, how the hell is this supposed to benefit us? We are a tag team, and we want to push the women's division, and I feel like these women have every right, man. Sasha Banks got, and as well, third time being champ, she got every single right to be upset, man. Every woman who become women's tag team champ, every woman right now, I believe, have the right to voice their opinion. Everybody do, but the women have the right to voice their opinion, man, for real. Because we as in wrestling and we as in WWE and wrestling in general has come a long way of having women being on top, main eventing in their sport, doing big things. You feel me? Like, since the whole women's evolution, we seen women main event pay-per-views. We seen women main event WrestleManias. We seen women ladder matches, women cage matches. You would have never saw this 20 years ago. You feel me? We'd have never saw that. And which now they're slowly creeping back into sort of the Divas division, you know, with so many Barbie doll-like women in the business right now. But yo, like, I feel like these women got every right, but like I said, I don't feel like it was Naomi came up with this decision. I feel like it was just Sasha. You know, she got what was handed to her. They both got what was handed to them and said, yo, this, you know, you're going to be in a six-pack challenge. Like, this doesn't make no sense. Like, build women up, put them in a division, and they let go so many people. It's amazing for them to even, it's hard for me to even think that they would do a tournament. And if they are, they're going to do a week tournament, which is like eight women or so, four women or so, you know, four women, whoever wins that, you know, like, I don't know. And like I said, Cameron was like, yeah, Naomi did not come up with that on her own. And I felt like she talked to her husband, and her husband supported every single thing. She talked to Jimmy, and Jimmy was like, look, I got your back. I got your back. And obviously, we got your back. Roman got your back. Jay got your back. We got your back. And she did what was right for her, you know? And, you know, I just say that, Naomi, this we can all see what goes on SmackDown tonight or this coming week on Monday Night Raw. Will Sasha Banks still be around when Naomi, you know, get pushed to the side? Like, we don't know, man. I don't know. I really don't know. But like I said, I realize if they come to an agreement with the two superstars and having them back on the shows or whatnot, they are definitely going to make this a work and incorporate it into a storyline where, you know, we just got upset. We wouldn't, you know, like, come on, man. Come on. And then with the whole thing with Naomi, like, I thought the whole thing with her and Sonya Deville was supposed to be a bigger payoff than what it actually was. Her having a whole rivalry for a whole damn year with Sonya Deville, and you tell me out of that, she just get a win and she just walk off? Like, I beat the boss now. Like, and now Sonya Deville is no longer a boss. She's no longer in charge or whatever like that. Like, Naomi should have been the one in on it. Now, like, Sonya Deville is sort of working with Alexa for the last 2 weeks, but Naomi should have been the person who kicked Sonya Deville off TV permanently until it was time for her to come back and, you know, such. Like, I would have had her beat Sonya Deville to where Sonya Deville is so depressed, so frustrated. She come in week in and week out, and like she continually do with Bianca, we saw that, you know, just abusing her powers and stuff like that. And now she got stripped. So, her job. So, you know, I wish both of the ladies the best of luck, Mercedes and Naomi, Trinity. I wish both of the ladies much better. You know, definitely Naomi, because I would love to see Naomi be women's champion. I know she could be badass. My guy Blackheart, we was talking about it with Cyber Yeti, how Naomi don't necessarily fit in the bloodline, but Tamina does, though. You know, I think Tamina will be a great fit. Tamina will be a great fit, but I think, I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know about that. But what you guys thought? Is Tamina, should Tamina be in the bloodline, or should it be Naomi? You know, or both. Or both. We'll see, man. We will definitely see. But you guys, man, we're going to move on here on the podcast, man, for real. AEW Dynamite went down this past week and on commission this week, man. I was real quiet. I just like to see things play out, man. We don't really get a whole lot of opportunities where you're totally surprised about everything that that happens in the world of wrestling nowadays. It's dirt sheets, people spoiling this, XYZ. But with AEW, man, to me, like everyone, you know, says, it's a glorified indie show. Before AEW, I dibbed and dabbed into Impact, and it was TNA before, but you know, I watched that, but I stopped watching for a while because I fell off. And I was on Ring of Honor. But I mean, before that, I'm not going to be ashamed to admit I'm a WWE boy all day. You know, I've grown up watching WWE, grew up in the 90s. That's what I know. You feel me? And if it was a tournament or they having a vacant spot to who may come back, it's numerous of speculations that you can make. But with AEW, in my opinion, you know, just for me, it's not so many. I mean, you can sit on hand and be like, oh, I mean, WWE, former WWE superstars coming over. I mean, like, nah, I don't really want to see that. And I think that was the thing. And that was one thing initially about AEW that I got attracted to with them, because it was different guys, man. MJF. If you guys remember the first Double or Nothing, it was the buy-in. It was a dude with no legs, bro. No legs. I said, get the fuck out of here, bro. Get out of here, man. Like, and he was doing it. He was getting over too. So I was just like, and Helico, I forgot what they was called. H2. I forgot what they tag team was called. I really dig that, especially when Helico come down all to the ring, all, you know, nonchalant, like take his time, but he still get to the ring in time for the bell to ring. Like, it was just so many guys. And now it's like WCW, literally. Like WCW, you turn on there, you see every single guy or female who was in WWE. Now, yo, check this out, though. On Wednesday night, when Dynamite came on, and of course, like I said, we was on commission chatting about who was going to be the Joker, who was going to be some Jokers. And a lot of people was like, man, Cesaro. Nah, man, not Cesaro. Johnny Gargano or who else? You feel me? Who else? But nonetheless, Joe comes out there. I believe it was round one. I believe it was his round one of the tournament. He was going to take on a Joker. And out comes Johnny. And boy, the roof blew off, boy. The roof blew off the place. And everybody thought it was Johnny Gargano. Boy, I thought, man, that was a slap in the face. I don't necessarily say that was a slap in the face. I mean, everybody thought that was Johnny Gargano, man. Everybody. They was like, yes, Johnny Wrestling. And then when it said Johnny Elite, but I mean, it was like, oh, okay, they're going to call him Johnny Elite. But I think once it said Johnny Elite, everybody knew who it was. He was Johnny Impact. He was Johnny, Mondo, whatever, like that, in AAA or whatever. You know, like, so now it made sense for him to be Johnny Elite here. But when it said Johnny, that's all people saw. That's all people saw. That's all people read. It was like, okay, Elite. Yeah, Johnny is Elite. Okay. And boy, oh boy, when he came out and it was not Johnny Gargano or Johnny Wrestling. It was actually Johnny Ali or John Morris. Boy, oh boy, that was something else. But hey, still cool to see my guy Johnny Ali, you know, formerly known as John Morrison in WWE, and AEW, man, he looked it good. Really looked it good, and I thought it was like, come on, like, did he really had to have his... I mean, it was cool that he had a slow-motion intro, but I mean, like, let's be different here, man. Like, let's be different. Let's solely be different, and I didn't want it to be Johnny Gargano, because I really want Johnny Gargano to come back to WWE if he is, but, because I just feel like everybody's going over to AEW, you know, and they're going over there because they could be happy, they could be with all their friends, they're not doing sort of stupid stuff, but at the same time, AEW is not putting shit together, they're not putting the puzzles together, they're like, oh man, maybe this go here, like, stop trying to force it to go there, like, it don't go. Like, for real, I think Keith Lee should be on his own, like, and being a monster. I'm talking about monster right now. Kudos to what they doing with Warlow. Like, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. I mean, he's coming to the ring, you know, like Goldberg. But I'm loving it, obviously, because, you know, you got no music, come with the handcuffs, the security guards, XYZ. But man, I mean, if he's not giving you Batista vibes, boy, like, I don't know what to tell you. I literally don't know what to tell you if he ain't giving you Batista vibes, man. Because, boy, but man, like, from the lashes to everything, I thought it was like, you know, some MJF would do. Give him all the lashes, what, 9 lashes, and then low blow him, you know, and try to embarrass him even more, though. But MJF, man. That man is a heel, and he is going all the way, man. He's definitely going all the way, and obviously the tweets and everything put out over the last couple of days of him talking about WWE superstars and him mentioning 2024 when his contract comes up, and, you know, him with the whole news with him and Tony Khan, and, you know, he want more money, but Tony Khan, like, yo, I can give you more money. You just got to stay more longer, but I think MJF just want more money, but he want to stay here for the amount of years that he got, what, 2 more years left on his contract. He want to stay here, but he want more money, though. You feel me? He want more money. And he like, man, if CM Punk can do it, if Cody Rhodes can leave here, AEW, and go to WWE and do it, I can do it, too. In life, you just got to know your worth, man. You just got to know your worth, for real. You got to know your worth, though. But, Dynamite was all right, man. Dynamite was all right. Like I said, I'm loving what they're doing with Warlow. Samoa Joe won over Johnny Elite, which I thought Johnny would win, but for some reason I felt like Samoa Joe wasn't going to take that L. I think Joe needed. I mean, as much as a lot of other people need it, he needed. You know, he's just been injury prone. He just can't stay on track. One moment he's in the picture, and the next moment he's just out of it. So I feel like Johnny, he need that. And then out comes Jay Lethal, you know, and they attack Joe, which thought that was going to be the DQ, and, you know, or try to, you know, interfere. And that's where Johnny Elite gets his win. But yeah, that was that, man. What else we had, man? Hangman Adam Page, he won his match, and CM Punk and Hangman Adam Page went face to face, getting ready for Double or Nothing. What else went down? That super kick, man. Let's not talk about that super kick that the Young Bucks did to Sting. Like, let's not even talk about that. But what we are going to talk about, you guys, is Chris Statlander is back, man. And for some reason, man, I got a thing for her. And it ain't just been recently. It just been when she was kind of like doing the little thing where she come out there, she touch other people's noses, or she got that little half little alien but space-like gimmick. But for some reason, I got a thing for her. And now that she's back and she don't have the face paint on and interesting ring gear, she's in the On Heart Foundation Women's Tournament. She's on that side, in which I believe she's going all the way. Who won they match up? Oh, man. She's going all the way. I think she's going to take on Ruby Soho, I believe. Oh, no. I think I got to look at the bracket again, man. Somehow. I wish I had it right in front of me, though. But I believe Chris Statlander is going to take it all the way. She's going all the way for it, man. That's going to be definitely dope. Adam Cole, baby. He defeated Jeff Hardy, so he's going to go on, and he's going to face the winner of Kyle O'Reilly. Adam Cole won his match, you guys, so he's going to face the winner of the Kyle O'Reilly match. So that's going to be interesting, man. That's definitely going to be interesting. But you guys, man, yo, before I roll on out of here, just a little short trip here around the block just to get my thoughts and opinions of what went down or just, you know, what caught my eye and attention this past week in pro wrestling, man. I'm always excited, for real, man. Always excited. Shout out to independent pro wrestling, man. They doing their damn thing. Shout out to black independent wrestlers, man. Keep killing it on the scene, for real. But before I go, yo, my man Blackheart touched on this a little bit on OTTR this week. Ric Flair, you guys, will be having his final match. I'm not even gonna get into it. You guys leave a comment below. Let me know your guys' thoughts. Like I would say this a little bit. I said I saw this coming a mile away when he was training with Jay Lethal. I was like, what the hell is Flair doing? I mean, Jay Lethal really could train with just about anybody he want to train with. You know, am I right? But he's training with the Nature Boy. But I mean, who's going to pass up training with, woo, the Nature Boy, 16-time, woo, world champ? You're like, I'm not going to pass that up, you know, but he's going to be having his last match, you know. Jim Crockett, man, they find a way to have his last, wrestlers retire at least like 50 times. They come out, retire, like, it's crazy, man. And before you're gonna look up tomorrow or next week, Mick Foley gonna be coming out of retirement too, talking about he having his last match, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat coming out. Like, oh man. But yeah, man, I can't wait to see what's the outcome with Sasha and Naomi, or what they're gonna do with that whole thing. I don't see them retiring the tag team titles. I just see Doudrop and maybe Nikki A.S.H. Winning the titles. That's if Nikki doesn't get this makeover that I'm maybe hearing, that she's going to be dropping the whole almost superhero gimmick. But we're just going to have to wait and see. But tonight on SmackDown, we got the Raw and the SmackDown tag team titles up for grabs. We're going to have the Usos taking on RK Bro. 420 just said, I just smoked your ass. I'm digging it, man. Especially that matchup Riddle had on Monday night, too. I'm digging it. But yes, the tag team titles are up for grabs tonight. Unification match. Who you guys got? You guys got the Usos, or do you got RK Bro? Me personally, I got RK Bro. I got RK Bro winning this, and then I got Roman Reigns coming out, and he's going to be highly upset with his cousins for not getting this win. You know, Roman got the belts, but they're not going to put it on the Usos just yet. They're going to have Roman get in the storyline so much, or hopefully they do. Get back to the family, man. Get that. That storyline was good amongst them three, you know? Get back to that. You know, I feel like they got to prove themselves now again. If they lose those titles, Roman should make them prove themselves and, like, win tag team matches and y'all go on a dominant streak or whatnot. You feel me? Like, I think that should be dope. And then where it comes to play with Randy Orton, and it's like, yeah, man, I can beat you too and take your titles. You feel me? So, but instead, he's gonna take on Randy, but he's gonna take on Riddle first for making him look like a fool when he held his titles up last week on SmackDown, and then he hit him with that knee. So I feel like he's gonna take on Riddle. He's gonna get Riddle. He's gonna squash Riddle. He's gonna beat him down as the Tribal Chief do. Then he's gonna take on Randy Orton though. Then eventually the Usos and the Bloodline is gonna have all the gold, man, for real. But yeah, man, that's on SmackDown tonight. We got Rampage is coming on early because of the whole NBA playoffs or the NHL playoffs and stuff. So A-Mat is going down. And also, we learned that Eric Young, man, is going to be challenging Josh Alexander at Slammiversary. 20 years of impact. That's going to be dope, man, for real. Because it seemed like Eric Young could just not get his feet under him in NXT, or at least when he came to the main roster. Now, I like when he debuted as Sanity. You know, I liked that. Also, coming to find out with some spoilers, Aces and Eights supposedly returned. You know, that was like one of the main storylines. I was just talking about that to Warren Marlowe a couple of weeks ago, and how, man, that was really good, you know, until it got really bad. But yeah, man, I enjoyed it. But yeah, I'm excited for everything. All wrestling was going on right now, just not in WWE, but what AEW is doing, Impact is doing, MLW is doing, just everything, everybody, man. So tap into your favorite wrestling promotions, independent wrestling promotions, get at them, support your independent wrestlers. I know I will be supporting independent wrestlers in the next coming week, man, for real. So I will be going one-on-one with some independent wrestlers, man, for real. Stay tuned to the 1130 Podcast social media pages, and I'll let you know and keep you updated who's going to be a guest here on the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling, man, for real. This was a dope show. I'm about to keep on rambling on with you guys, man, but this was definitely a good one. I hope you guys enjoy your guys' weekend, man. I'm always excited. I'm actually trying to do something right now and before I head on out of here. But all right. Thank you guys for joining in here on the podcast, man. This is like I lost track of it, man, here on the audio side. But I thank everybody for the support, the major support. Over 100 episodes of Talk Pro Wrestling, man. Give it up for yourselves. And I thank you guys for giving me the energy, the motivation, the determination, and everything to keep coming here each and every week to deliver you guys some Talk Pro Wrestling, man, for real. I gotta get some better lighting, man. I keep going all pitch black. man. But yes, man, over 7,500 downloads on the audio side. Thank everyone for tuning in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, and for everyone who tuned in on YouTube, thank you so much. Tell a friend about the 1130 Podcast. For real, definitely tell a friend about the podcast, man. It's a dope podcast. We going up all the way. All the way, man. Man, before I head on out of here, you know what time it is, you guys, man. Don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms, you guys. Yes, follow me on Twitter at the 1130 Podcast. Like the 1130 Podcast on Facebook. And if you haven't done so already, this entire show, what are you waiting for? Hit that subscribe button down below. Like, leave a comment, it, share it. Yes, share it. Tell a friend about the podcast. Tell them, just for real, man. It don't hurt. It's free 99 just to share it, just to tell it, just to check it out, man, for real. And also, you guys, the 1130 Podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling on the audio side. Make sure you subscribe and hit the 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Yes, for real. Ah, man. And the 1130 Podcast, new episode coming this Wednesday, man. Streaming only on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 Central. Ooh, okay, that's out the way, man. For real, new merch is coming soon. I know I got my, you know, typical merch shirt on right now. The 11:30 Podcast, Dre on Wheels shirt. But you guys, yo, if you haven't copped some merch yet, go cop a hoodie. Actually, you know, it's warm now. It's May. Go cop a tank top. Get a tank top. Get you something, get a mask or whatever, get you a mug, but new merch is coming soon, so hold tight. I thank everyone, man, for real. Appreciate all the supporters and appreciate all the support, man. I'm out of here, on out of here. Enjoy your guys' weekend. I know I will. Stay blessed, stay safe. Give all the glory to God, man. Won't he do it, for real. Yo, enjoy wrestling, man, because I love it. Yo, it's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels, and I'm out. You guys still here? Man. on, man. For real. Bye. See you later, man. I'll see you next week, y'all.